Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Facing the challenge of cancer, new beginnings. I'm speaking with Bill Aaron. He's a PhD. He's a renowned photographer and author. He's been in many museums with his artwork. And he wrote a book titled New Beginnings, The Triumphs of 120 Cancer Survivors. Bill, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you, Dr. Mike. It's good to be here.
Thank you for coming on. So you mentioned, too, you know, in the before we started, that the website you have is Bill Aaron, and that's Aaron with one R, BillAaron.com.
One R.
Right. I it's funny, Bill. I had a friend. His name was Aaron Bartenstein when I was growing up in California, and he spelt his name with two A's.
Uh-huh.
And is that the more common way of doing it? I don't know.
It is much more common.
So Bill Aaron with one A.com. And is the book available at that site?
No, the book is available on Amazon and if people leave me a message, I can send them a book. But then I think it's much easier to get it from Amazon or Barnes & Noble or even their local bookstore.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, so if you want the book, New Beginnings, The Triumphs of 120 Cancer Survivors, go check it out on Amazon. And then if you want to learn just about Bill and his story, BillAaron.com. So at the break, we were talking about better outcomes. And if we are improving outcomes. People are surviving cancer. The cancer deaths continue to drop, and that probably has, there's honestly, Bill, a lot of reasons for that: early diagnosis, better treatment.
Sure.
But what do you think? I asked you the question, and I'm asking this to you just from your own experience dealing with these, writing the book. If we did a better job in helping people through the emotional pain, especially after, what we call post-treatment, do you think we could even do a better job with outcome?
I think the psychological states definitely affect a person's quality of life. And I think that's what we can help people with. Whether or not a good quality of life, a sense of peace, a sense of being centered, affects the outcome of the disease, we don't know that.
Yeah.
But we do know that if a person's quality of life is affected, they feel much better, and they can enjoy moving forward with their lives. I want to say mention that New Beginnings is about this question. It's not about the diseases that we call cancer, but it's about the psychological states that a person goes through in dealing with their cancer. Yeah.
What is it that you want to do? So based on that, that was your goal, was to kind of highlight some of those psychological phases.
Mm-hmm.
What's your goal with the book? I mean, what do you hope somebody really takes out of it?
Well, with cancer, it's not death or cure anymore. It's learning to live with cancer. And that's a very different mindset. And many people need help to figure out how. Most people arrive at a sense of new normal, a sense of a new beginning. Rebecca Gifford, one of the people in the book who was diagnosed at age 22, she said that life is so much more than traditional success. It's about joy, about living our soul's purpose, and about contributing to the greater good. I live every moment with that in mind. When treatment's over, many people, including survivors themselves, feel that, okay, life can get back to normal now. And that's the expectation. And survivors, I believe, go through this transition of realizing that there is no more old normal, that they have to develop a new normal. And once they accept this, then they can move forward with their lives. Some people change careers. Most reorder their priorities. Some people just reaffirm that the path they've chosen is the right one for them. Yeah. Other people change their lifestyles, making it more healthy. But what most people do, and I think this is crucial, they explore ways to give back to their to the cancer organization, to the cancer community. Some visit treatment centers and just sit and hold people's hands. Others raise money. Some found survivor organizations. Some reach out to others who have been diagnosed, and some even feel that they're living for those people they had known who had died. And their motivation is the belief that they can make a difference.
That's really interesting. Would you, you know, knowing what you've gone through and knowing, mm-hmm. you know, the amazing people that you met, obviously, writing this book, this idea about helping others, getting involved yes. with, you know, support groups, or whatever. Would you make that suggestion to somebody who is just getting into that post-treatment phase? Is that something you encourage them to look into immediately, or does everybody kind of have to go through their own process here? Like, there's no absolute way of helping through that emotional pain.
Sure. I think people need to move at their own pace. When I speak to people who have been diagnosed, I try and figure out where they are, and I wouldn't make suggestions until I felt that. I think the most important thing in speaking to people who have been diagnosed is just to listen, sit, and hold their hand. They don't need to be told what to do, but when they're ready and they ask, well, you know, how do I move forward? What's a good thing to do? At that point, I think it's very useful to suggest things. People talk about angels in the book. Angels are people they define as people who come to you at your worst time of life, and they help you. And one person even said that the goal of his life has now become to be someone else's angel.
That's awesome.
Wow. Tiffany Gravy had this amazing experience where she totally broke down in treatment when she was getting chemo. She felt lousy. She was crying. And this, what she described as this beautiful woman came over, who was also in treatment, sat down next to her and just held her hand. And they became fast friends, and they had all their treatments together. They talked, they shared stories. And this other woman, who Tiffany describes as her angel, didn't make it. She passed away. And Tiffany says that she felt that she had a duty to teach what this angel had taught her, to listen to others and not to my pain, be kind, not selfish. Everyone is battling something, I realize, that I'm not a lone soldier.
Wow.
So I think that,
Bill,
in other words, what being
is...
with someone combats, what it works
yeah.
as doing, is it lets the person know that they're not alone.
Yeah.
And
that's probably really important for that person who, you know, the person who is just diagnosed. Because let's be honest, Bill, there's probably a couple of my listeners who probably just got diagnosed with cancer. How important is it for that person who's listening now to get connected quickly with a support group or with what you're calling an angel? I mean, that you know, for you, that seemed to be a very important part of your journey. Is that something you encourage all people with cancer when they're diagnosed to do, to reach out?
Yes. I think the first step in developing the new normal, and that's a good way to put it, is to find out that they're not alone.
Okay. Bill, we're going to have to leave it there. The website is BillAaron.com. The book, New Beginnings, The Triumphs of 120 Cancer Survivors. Go check it out on Amazon. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike Staley.